Governor Andrew Cuomo has said it again and again. Full-day universal pre-kindergarten is a big priority. Last year, the state legislature approved a $340 million program to increase public full-day pre-K access. But as Sarah Harris reports in the second of our two-part series, only one school district in the North Country got the grant, and it comes with some complications.
Pre-K looks like fun. Four-year-olds run around in princess costumes. Others are painting or climbing. And some kids are playing in a big tray full of this sticky Play-Doh-y type stuff. What? Can you explain what this is?
What?
Silly
sand.
Silly sand? What is silly sand?
Silly sand is kind of like squishy sand.
Per square foot, it's probably the happiest place in town.
That's Kitten Elementary School Principal Joe McDonough. He says pre-K isn't just fun. It's essential for kids' development.
People come to school even at the ripe old age of four with a variety of experiences and levels of knowledge and skills.
Some kids might know the alphabet, shapes, numbers. Some kids don't.
So what pre-K does for schools and for families is sort of help bridge that gap in student experience so that everyone's at a closer to a level playing field.
Scott Osborne is superintendent of Elizabethtown Lewis Central School District in the Adirondacks. He knows just how important pre-K is.
And yet, we don't have one in Elizabethtown, no.
Schools aren't required to offer pre-K or kindergarten, but most schools in the North Country do. Elizabethtown Lewis is one of seven North Country districts that don't have any public pre-K. Now, there are other ways to access pre-K. A lot of communities have Head Start programs for kids from low-income families. There might be private pre-K and daycare providers, but parents have to pay tuition. And educators say it's the kids in the middle who can get left behind if there's no public pre-K option. And that's why Governor Cuomo's made a big push for universal full-day pre-K.
We must get young minds engaged as early as possible.
But there's a hitch. The money set aside for pre-K last year is distributed through competitive reimbursement grants. And Elizabethtown Superintendent Scott Osborne says that's a problem. He says small rural districts that have had to make major budget cuts over the last few years just can't front the cash.
When we work within reimbursement programs, there's always the question of, you know, is that actually going to come through? Are we going to receive the full funding back?
But Lake Placid Superintendent Roger Catania says his district was ready to take that risk.
It's an act of faith, really, to commit to a program that we haven't budgeted for.
A year ago, there wasn't any public pre-K in Lake Placid. But the local Catholic school, St. Agnes, had a good private program. So the two schools decided to get together to apply for the grant. Now, public universal full-day pre-K is held at the private school campus. Catherine Bemis is the principal at St. Agnes. She says teachers are noticing the difference.
Everyone has spent the year saying, I can't wait until this class gets to kindergarten, because the students are ready in so many more ways.
But there's some uncertainty with the grant. The state says there's money for another 4 years, but Superintendent Catania says they're still waiting on confirmation, and they haven't been reimbursed for the first year yet. But he says the benefits of the program ultimately outweigh any financial uncertainty. Pre-K is good for kids, for the school, for the community. Elizabethtown Superintendent Scott Osborne wants that for his district. And he says if the state was really serious about early childhood education, pre-K funding wouldn't come through a competitive grant.
If we really want to solve the problem, and if we really want to have equity, then fully fund it for everybody.
4 years old, he says, is too early to get left behind. In Canton, I'm Sarah Harris for WRVO News.